Many of us have heard of Stephen F. Austin, and we know he's connected to Texas, but exactly how he wound up there is a bit of a mystery. Today, we share his family's route to the Southwest and his hand in shaping today's state on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Moses Austin was the father of Stephen F. Austin. The family was living in Virginia when Moses, who was in the lead business, moved to Spanish-controlled Missouri for other opportunities in that field. Later, he had his eyes set further south in Texas.
Moses comes to San Antonio, and it's not an immediate success story, but he's able to negotiate a deal to begin considering moving families, mostly American families, to Spanish Texas. He goes back home to Missouri to start planning, ends up taking ill and dying before he can launch this adventure.
Brian McCauley is manager of the San Felipe de Austin State Historic Site, and he says when Moses died, his son Stephen decided to take on the project of recruiting families to come and settle the relatively new nation of Mexico.
The number 300 emerges because Mexico approved a contract for 300 families to be relocated. Stephen F. Austin would have four later contracts of different sizes to do the same sort of thing.
Those first settlers are sometimes known as the Old 300, the earliest of the families to come here. In October of 1823, a settlement was established here on the Brazos River called San Felipe de Austin.
It's the place you had to go to get your land process started. So it's populated by surveyors, lawyers, translators, and then there's a service industry to serve those people, taverns and hotels and restaurants and that kind of thing.
It became the second largest city in today's state of Texas at a mere 500 people. The most notable citizen was, of course, Stephen Austin himself.
Texans grow up hearing that he's the father of Texas because of his efforts that ultimately lead towards independence from Mexico. William Barrett Travis, the hero of the Alamo, is probably the second most famous town resident.
This town was established in the country of Mexico, but that would change, and some of that story was centered here. It's next time as we travel the countryside at old San Felipe de Austin, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.